1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me now, Jennifer McCormick with the Longmire Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
We appreciate you taking some time. We're, what, about a month out from Longmire Days this year?
In a month, we should be just right in the thick of it. No, what's coming out of it?
Yeah, it'll
be done.
Excellent. Well, let's start off by talking about the actors that we're going to see here this year.
Yeah, we got Robert Taylor, A. Martinez, Lou Ann Stevens, John Bishop, and Derek Phillips.
And we talked about this before we came in the air. So who's Derek Phillips?
He is brand new to the event this year. He played Travis.
Yeah, we all remember Travis. He's the goofy guy that was getting into all kinds of trouble. He was Brant's friend and then decided he wanted to be a cop.
Yes, yes. And he has been amazing so far this year. For us in the planning stages, we contact him. He gets right back to us. He's open for whatever we need him to do, except sing. We ask him if he sang, and he said, definitely not. Wasn't doing that. Well, we've got A. Martinez and his family doing a little concert for us. Then we have John Bishop and his girls that are doing a concert.
Okay.
Longmire Days is always love music. The fans love live music and music from around here, and music that, you know, it's going to be a great addition, brand new.
Well, we're going to chat about some of the things that are going on, and we'll mention whether or not tickets are still available for some of these events. So things get started Thursday, July 20th, and at 1 o'clock there's Craig Johnson for a Q&A at the museum. That's a ticketed event. Is there still tickets available for that?
That's Craig and Rob at the museum, and okay. No, that's sold out. That sold out in less than a minute, I believe.
Really?
Well, it's 85 seats. You know, we have small venues, and there's a lot of fans that come. That's why we put larger free events or low-cost events on the schedule.
Sure.
But they talk about the history of Johnson County. Sorry about that. They do some diary readings, and the girls at the museum put together a fantastic program for that, for them to do. And I don't know if I sent you the updated schedule or not, so...
Oh, is this times, not the
times,
updated?
It's fluid. Don't.
Okay. I won't
times
mention
yet.
Times. We'll just mention the days.
It's always fluid.
Okay. So also on Thursday, then, it's Tea with Ruby out at the TA.
Yes.
And Lou Ann Stevens here, of course. That'd be Ruby. Again, a ticketed event. Did this one sell out quickly, too, or is there still tickets?
I believe there are still tickets available, but our tickets are handled by a third party.
Okay.
We have an IT guy that handles our social media and all of our ticketing. So what you'd need to do is go to longmiredays.com. And then you click on the schedule days, and it has links to go to get tickets.
Okay.
And it tells you if it's sold out, and if the link is still active, it's still available.
And so do all the ticketed events, are they all pay-for tickets, or are any of them free but you still just need a ticket?
Free but you still just need a ticket due to event size.
Okay.
It causes a lot of disappointment if 500 people show up and you can only get 125 people in.
Yeah.
And we don't want people to be disappointed. We want to be able to plan their weekend and do other things in the community if they want to.
Absolutely. And then a bunch of stuff happening on that Friday, July the 21st, starts with a 5K run, 3K walk, beginning at Przinski at 8:30 that morning for people, or maybe I shouldn't say times, that morning.
Most of the times are accurate. Okay. We have had a couple of things come up that... we've had to move an event maybe by an hour. Now, if the event tickets have already been sold, then that time is set in stone.
Okay.
I just am not fully together this morning and didn't bring my schedule. So bear with me, please.
Absolutely. And then, of course, the probably some of the most popular events are the autograph sessions. People like getting the autographs. They like
having
that one-on-one time with those actors.
They like that guaranteed moment with the actors, and they get time with every actor who attends the event. They all come to the autograph sessions.
And so you guys keep that to 150 people. I'm assuming that one probably goes pretty quick.
No.
Really?
No, that event goes...
The tickets.
Oh, the tickets go very quick.
Yes.
The event goes a full 3 hours.
Yeah, the event takes a while.
Everyone's so open about talking to the fans that come through and wanting to hear their stories and stuff that we have to limit that to 150 in order to get it done.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember the first couple years I was out here and they would do that outside. Number one, it was 90 degrees. And number two, I don't know if at the time, some of those years, if you kept it to a certain number because it seemed to go on and on.
You know, before I joined Longmire,
I guess that was when it was
2015.
Chamber,
and they had already done some things like that and learned from what they'd done. and, yeah. and start having them indoors.
That's how it always happens,
well,
right?
You sometimes you got to say it out loud, or you got to actually make that decision to realize, yeah, I could have done that better.
Yeah.
But it grew every year, and then in 2020, Craig Johnson formed the Longmire Foundation so the event would have a home at a charitable foundation.
Sure.
So we give a lot of money to charity every year from the event, but keep going.
Okay. And there's a number of other things, including one that's popular, the conversation with the actors, where you do that at the Buffalo High School Gymnasium.
Yes, yes.
And they all kind of sit there and answer questions that come from the audience, a lot of them.
They do.
And that's always a fun event.
It is fun. And you heard it new and different stories every year, or someone else's take. And Derek will have a new take on all of that, and maybe stories they've told before. He will be able to know a different version of those stories,
sure.
You know.
Yeah, so that'll be a fun one as I'm looking down here. So Longmire Days Rodeo is going to be Friday night. That's out at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. That'll be a lot of fun.
It is. The rodeo is a lot of fun, and they get a nice attendance from that. It's a great fundraiser for our local rodeo group.
And you mentioned earlier about A. Martinez and his family going to host a music event at
Buffalo
High School. They are.
They are, produced by his daughter, Ren, I believe, and they're working on that now.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, they're all very talented musicians, and...
Does A. Martinez sing?
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he does. There's nothing A. Martinez can't do, in my opinion.
And then that night, there'll be a jam over at the Occidental with the actors and Wyoming Whiskey Auction as well.
Yes, yes. We do the auction in the backyard, and there's music inside, and usually the actors will join in on that. John Bishop, also very musical.
Okay. And then Saturday morning, the Longmire Parade down Main Street.
Yes, we need horses. We need entries. If anyone wants to enter the parade, it's Longmire, Jennifer at longmiredays.com.
Yeah, those are usually kind of short parades, but you're saying if people want to come in with anything, or?
Well, not anything.
Anything within reason?
Anything within reason. We don't do political floats.
Okay.
But we would love to have youth groups and just anyone that wants to participate. And maybe you got an organization that could do a cute Longmire float. Maybe get the word out about some fundraising, the animal shelter, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. A car show going on that day. I don't see much information on that, but...
That's still in the works.
Okay.
That is still in the works.
Excellent, excellent.
Yep.
There's plenty of people around here that enjoy the car show.
Oh, so. They do. And it's a fantastic group of people that put that on, and their cars are amazing.
Absolutely. And then, of course, another autograph session on Saturday.
Oh, yes. We have to run, too.
Yeah, yeah. So do you notice, or maybe you don't even know, but because a third party does your tickets, do you think most people attend both, or you try and get 150 different people the second day?
When we were doing the tickets ourselves, and I keep close contact with our ticketing person. He lets me know how many have sold and that kind of stuff. But he sees a lot of different...
That's good.
Different people, yeah.
That's good. Yep. And then, let's see, as I'm looking down here, there's, Saturdays in the Square also happens that day. That's kind of...
Yes, it does. They're going to have music all day long.
Yeah. They do a good job. I know they just had one, was it last Saturday, I think?
They do a beautiful job. Yeah. We've sponsored them this year.
Yeah.
And they do a nice job. And it's a great event. I encourage people to turn out. If you don't have tickets to an event, that's a great way to have something to do.
Free concert.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything. Bring your lawn chair.
Exactly. Bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair.
And enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Longmire Fan Talent Show.
Yes, we need entrance for the talent show, too.
Okay. I don't have too many talents.
I don't either. I admire people who do. But Lou Ann Stevens puts on a talent show every year, and it's judged by the actors, and they have a ball, and it gets one-on-one time with Lou Ann because she is truly involved with every step of that.
Cool.
She had the idea. We just rent a venue for her.
And let her do it.
And put her forms out, and she handles it.
That's kind of nice.
She's amazing. Yeah. She's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned John Bishop's going to be doing some music Saturday night. Here it doesn't show a location.
It's at the auditorium.
Okay.
And it's with his lovely daughters, Fiona and Ivy.
All right. That'll be a lot of fun. And then this year, bringing back the Cowboys and Indians softball game.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Yes,
our
we are.
Our very own Jeff Ricketts going to be doing the quote-unquote play-by-play. If you've ever listened, it's more just a bunch of people, you know, joking around and having a good time, and it's really a lot of fun to listen to. And we are going to air that live here on KBBS, too, because I know out at the event, sometimes people can't hear the speakers, you know, wherever they're, because they're parked all the way around. This way, if they want to just flip it on their radio while they're watching, they can do that.
Yes, it is a fun event. It's one of the most popular events on our schedule, and everybody loves it. It's very laid back.
Absolutely. And then wrapping things up on Sunday, there's a horseback ride at the Paradise Ranch. Is there any? That includes lunch. Is there any tickets, do you know, left for that event?
Oh, no. That one sells out really quickly. It does sell. You know, you're limited when you go to a guest ranch.
Right.
I mean, they have liabilities, limitations, and
they only have so many horses.
You only have so many horses. They bring in so many for the year, and that's what you got.
Yeah, yeah. And then a Sunday brunch with Ruby at the TA. That's ticketed. Is there anything left?
I believe there are tickets still available for that. Okay. Not many, but
and
they
will
are.
Tell people, if they haven't been out to the TA recently, the food is unbelievable.
They do a lovely job at the TA.
It really is.
They really, they're good partners for us with Longmire Days. And
we were out there a couple weeks ago, had the brisket. It was unbelievable.
They do a nice job.
They do.
They do. That new pavilion out there, I love their new pavilion. And it's given us another event space here in Buffalo.
Absolutely.
I think it's great.
Yep. I know they do weddings out there, and that pavilion is perfect for that.
Hey, yeah. You just got married out there.
I did. Just 2 weeks ago.
It was
fantastic. The food was good. The people were good.
Oh, they're lovely.
Other than it rained all day that day.
Well, it rains all day every day now.
It seems that way.
That's our new life.
We've become Seattle or something.
We have.
Okay, let's see where we are here. We've got, a Q&A with Craig Johnson and Marcus Red Thunder at the Cowboy Carousel Center. It's a ticketed event, but a free event.
Yes, Marcus was the advisor for the Native American advisor for the Longmire television series.
Okay.
And he is the inspiration for Henry, I'm sorry, my names are getting fuzzy, but he's an integral part of the event, and fans love to see him come.
Henry, yeah. That was Lou Diamond Phillips, right?
Wasn't yes, he yes, yes. Yeah.
Henry
yes.
Standing Bear?
Yes, he was.
It's been a while since I've seen Longmire.
Oh, but no. Oh, well, it's still pretty popular on Netflix. Check it out.
It is. Let's see here. Oh, this is one of my favorite events, the Tale of Two Walts. Robert Taylor, Craig Johnson get together. You know, you kind of get the perspective of the guy who writes the books and writes the character, and then from the guy who plays the character on TV. It's really a cool conversation.
It is. It is. I love that one, too. That's always a good one.
I would imagine the tickets went for that pretty quick.
I think there still might be some available. It's a Sunday event.
Okay.
You know, and
a lot of people take off by then.
They do, but that one always gets really good. It's sold out in years past.
Yeah.
And we look forward to sell out again this year.
And if anybody listening out there wants to attend a really cool event, that's Sunday evening, and I've been a part of that one before, and it's just a lot of fun.
It is fun. They have a great time, you know. They play really well off of each other.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember, and I don't remember what year it was, but I was hosting the conversation with the actors at the Buffalo High School. And on day one, you know, there was like seven actors there. It went real smooth. You know, there's plenty of people to throw questions at. You got to fill 2 hours. I was a little nervous, to be honest. Day two, I get in there, and Robert Taylor's the only one that shows up.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how am I going to fill 2 hours?
Then they start trickling in from other events.
Then Craig Johnson shows up about 20 minutes later, and those two handled it themselves. I could just step back and
yes,
let them go.
Yes, then they start coming in because you got to get them fed, and you got to get that. Was that the year that we could only get Zahn for a day and a half?
I think so.
And he came in the middle?
Yeah, I think that was.
Yeah. He was filming in Canada and spent a day and a half with us on a little mini break. I think he had 2 days off and spent most of it here.
You know, and it's so cool that it's been a while since the show's been on, but all the actors, if they're available, they seem more than willing to come out and participate.
They are. They're very gracious about coming to Buffalo and hanging out with us. I think they enjoy it here. I know Rob loves it here.
Well, for Robert Taylor, he's from Australia. Yeah. It's winter down there right now, right?
It is winter down there right now. Sometimes it's a little hard to get a hold of him. He likes to ski and goes to the mountains.
Okay. But yeah, who wouldn't want to get away from the snow to come out here for the weekend?
Yeah, he's always excited to come here.
Absolutely. And then things are going to wrap up on Sunday night with an awesome concert. Local favorite, Prairie Wildfire, and of course everyone knows Jalon Crossland. That'll be out at the TA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a fun one. We did the pig roast last year, and it was really nice, really special. Rob was, of course, our only actor that we had here. He worked the crowd really well. He's going to have a little help this year. And it's always fun. It's laid back. They like the fire pits. We just hang out.
Yeah.
Eat and listen to the band and dance. And
hang out and have a good time.
Oh, yeah. It's a party, definitely.
Absolutely.
It's definitely a party. You know, with Jalon there.
Yeah. Are there still tickets available?
There are still tickets available to that event.
I would imagine that's not a free one.
No, that's not a free event. As we all know, costs go up, and we haven't really done a lot of live events since. Well, we did it last year, and costs just have risen since the last time we did a big event in 2019. And so, yeah, definitely.
And bands become expensive.
Bands do become expensive because bands need sound and bands need lights, and it's a lot of fun. And luckily, Jalon travels with some of that stuff, and he's amazing. We love Jalon, and we're proud to host him this year.
Yeah, I think most people that have been to a Jalon Crossland concert have enjoyed it.
I don't know how you couldn't enjoy a Jalon Crossland concert. I mean, I think you're just going to enjoy it.
Absolutely. Well, we've kind of went over a lot. We haven't gone over all of them, but if people want to see a schedule online, where can they get that?
LongmireDays.com.
Okay, that's easy enough to remember.
And it's split up into days, and on every event, it will tell you if it's sold out, or if the link, like I said, if the link is still active, then it's still available.
So anywhere you see it, if it's ticketed, you just click it, and it'll take you right to where you
it'll
get the tickets.
It'll take you right to the Eventbrite website.
Okay. And are you still looking for volunteers to help out?
Our volunteer forms came out earlier this week, and we've had a nice response to it. We get a lot of the same volunteers every year.
Sure.
They know what they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
They love the event.
And hanging out with the actors?
They do. And, well, we don't really get to hang out with the actors. We get to sit there and watch other people hang out with the actors or run around watching other people. But most of our repeat volunteers, like we had a lady last year, and there were a couple of them, actually, and they just went from event to event with us to help set up and get people into the events and all of that kind of stuff. And they went to the volunteer reception and got the same experience as the rest of the volunteers who get to meet the actors during that reception. But, you know, mostly we just sat around by the creek behind the Occidental because they've been here every year. They've met all the actors. Now they're coming to just help with the event and see their friends.
Sure.
So the actors are a nice perk for them. I understand that. But they do come to see friends and help work.
Now, with volunteers, do most of them come locally, or do you get some from people that travel here for Longmire Days that just say, hey, I just want to help out?
We have a mix.
Okay.
We have a mix. We have locals that come every year and help us out. Shane Wilson, who lives here in town, he helps us every year with as much as he can. We have, like I said, we have a small group of volunteers from locally, but a lot of our volunteers come from the fan pool that's all over the world.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we had a lady from England volunteer one year. We have a lady from Paramount Plus coming out this year to do a little story about Longmire Days. And we've already...
So now is it going to pick up steam that maybe something could happen on Paramount
Plus?
That's
the goal. She is now the Pencil Gals. They hand out the Longmire Posse. Puts a float in the parade, and they have pencils made. And one year they said, yes, there are books. And usually they have Longmire Days in the year, and they pass those out to everyone. So we've gotten her involved with the posse group because that will put her in the middle of the parade.
Okay.
You know, so she'll be in the parade handing out these pencils and stuff, and she's super excited to be here. So she'll be some nice coverage for Buffalo.
Excellent. Excellent. Anything else that we haven't covered information you'd like to get out there about Longmire? Or how can volunteers get a hold of you if they want to be a volunteer?
Oh, we put the form is on our website.
Okay.
LongmireDays.com. We have tabs.
Okay.
Events, schedule, you know, it talks about our charitable donations.
Excellent.
On the website. Last year we gave $45,000 to charity.
Wow.
This year we're on track to do that again, fingers crossed. The year before we also did $45,000.
Wow.
Yeah. $15,000 of that goes locally.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
That is fantastic.
And then we have different community groups who participate in Longmire Days, and they raise funds during the event as well.
Cool.
You know, we have the kids with the water wagons. I think they're FFA and 4-H.
Yeah.
They do that kind of stuff.
I would imagine by then it's going to be nice and hot around here. You wouldn't think so walking outside today, but...
It might snow we don't know.
At some point, it's got to turn into summer, but...
I keep wondering when spring is going to get here.
So So Longmire Days begins Thursday, July 20th, rolls through the weekend, Sunday, July 23rd being the final day. Again, right here on KBBS, you can listen to the softball game, the Cowboys versus Indians game. Our very own Jeff Rickett will be doing that, and we'll have that for you here on KBBS. We are talking with Jennifer McCormick with the Longmire Foundation. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And everybody keep those radio dials tuned right here. It's KBBS.